up, like top, for the morning.
This is the KS107.5 Morning Show.
Happy Wednesday. Every day is something, and as we are into the fall, it's Oktoberfest time, and today is National Beer Drinking Day.
Yeah!
For some people, that's just called Wednesday.
Pretty much.
Yep, right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I would love to go to the Oktoberfest, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
He drinks a dark beer, and you know, I have a neighbor that is from Germany.
Yes, you
He's my next door neighbor, and he talks
about
like this.
Yeah. So he has that German accent down.
Yes, very much so.
Because he's older, right?
He's a very old man. He's got a mustache, and he always is like, high five!
Stop it!
He got away.
No.
Yes.
No, he's not,
He's alive and living in Stapleton. Yes.
Have you done your German accent to him?
No, I have not.
You should.
You should. No? You don't think so?
I don't know how this would react.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
He's a nice man.
But he talks just like that.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, some accents are just, that's how they
talk.
So
thick. Yes. Right. The lady that runs the boxer rescue here in town, she's got a thick German accent.
I went to Germany and I loved it. It was, like, awesome. And I went during Oktoberfest.
I'd like to go there one time. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today, whether it's Oktoberfest or not, it is National Beer Drinking Day. Your favorite beer, once again, Larry, is?
Well, it's a good German beer. It's called Corona.
It's not from Germany.
They're Mexican-German.
No.
I don't really like the big, thick lagers, although one of those beers is awesome when you're, like, on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Because it's got, like, more alcohol in it, those thick beers.
Yeah, right.
One beer can totally get you lit.
I just can't do the thick beers ever since, I don't know, some bet with a radio station in Boston.
Throwback bet, yeah.
Where I had to drink a bunch of lager.
Uh-huh, because of the Rockies losing to the Red Sox.
Yes, and then
I'm... Yeah! Yeah.
And Kathy downed one beer, and it came immediately back up.
No, that was after the fifth.
No, but I'm just saying, that one beer you chugged, and then it made a U-turn and went back up your... and it just came out like foam.
Yeah, because it took all the Halloween candy from my stomach up with it.
Oh, my God.
That's good times.
It was disgusting. Do we still have that?
I'm sure the video is available somewhere. Yes. We'll have to find it and repost that whole thing. So happy National Beer Drinking Day.
Yeah.
Have some. Have some yourself.
Denver's the right place to be. We have a lot of different craft beers.
Tons. Yeah. Yes, right here in Mile High City. Kathy J has stupid news coming up for us in less than 20 minutes on this Wednesday.
This is the KS107.5 Morning Show. Now, from Rockets to Ratchet.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's time for Kathy J's Stupid News on KS107.5.
A minister gets busted for burglarizing another church.
Whoa.
They do get competitive.
Yeah, they do, right. Like, we want everybody's money.
Right.
Yeah. It's a minister in Illinois. 39-year-old David. He is the minister of New Home Community Church.
Mm-hmm.
About 1 a.m. on Monday... He drove the church van to another church in town called the First Church of the Nazarene, and he broke in. Cops were driving by at 1 in the morning.
And they saw the sinister minister.
Yeah. They're not having a meeting at this time of night, are they?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Or you see the light of the flashlight going around.
Right.
That too. Yeah.
Well, they saw the church van in the parking lot.
Van doesn't belong to that church.
Right.
So they went into the parking lot to investigate what the van was doing in the middle of the parking lot.
Sure.
And they found David trying to use some tools to crack into the church's safe.
Wow.
Dang.
He told the cops he was trying to take their money because he needed to pay his church's rent.
And they're like, okay, well, then that's
right,
fine.
Sure,
fine.
Bye.
We'll see you. Bye.
See you lock up.
And also with you.
Oh, Lord.
He got charged with burglary to a church, criminal damage to property, and possession of burglary tools.
And the church that was robbed, that pastor was like, I told you.
I told you that guy was a piece of crap.
Go to that church.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Cops catch a car thief after, he posted video of himself stealing it on Snapchat.
You idiots.
How good is that?
A 24-year-old dude named Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian lives in Maryland. He's not very smart.
No.
Over the weekend, he stole a Jeep about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm a Jeep.
Yes. My story. It's just going and going and going.
Cops found the Jeep the next morning, but they didn't have a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Until someone someone who probably hates Brian pointed them to Brian's Snapchat account. Brian posted video of himself getting in the Jeep and stealing it, and another video driving in the Jeep.
Idiot.
So they knew it was him, and they just laid back and monitored his Snapchat account and waited for him to post another video to show where he was hanging out.
Yes.
Look, he's having a burger.
Later that night, when he posted from a bar, cops went there, and it was really easy to find him and arrest him.
Oh, look, it was geotagged downtown.
Right.
It's on me. What did I do?
Right.
Dumbass.
Idiot.
Uh-huh.
And finally, a guy robs a pizza delivery guy and then soils himself.
The pizza went through him that fast?
That's a bad, greasy pizza.
Right.
Ew.
A 30-year-old guy named Brent. He's 30.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled a gun on a Domino's delivery guy in Florida last month.
Scary.
Demanded all the cash. Well, Brent's kind of an idiot because they always say our delivery drivers don't carry cash.
Right.
No more than $20.
I'll take the pizza then.
Yeah. The pizza guy gave him all the cash he had, which was $10.
Okay.
And then Brent ran away.
Yep. There he goes.
He made his wife drive him home. And when they got there, the cops were outside. So it was really easy for the cops, for the Domino's guy to report who it
Identify
was.
Identify all that stuff, yeah.
So it was a big problem for Brent because, well, not because he realized he was a suspect, but because he had to use the bathroom really, really, really bad. And they couldn't go inside, of course, because the cops were there.
Not at all.
So Brent pooped himself right there in the car with his
Fantastic.
Wife.
Fantastic.
Oh. All over.
Oh.
She's like, I'm going to roll down your window. And I'm on the
And then he made his wife drive him to his mom's house so he could clean himself up.
Clean yourself
You'd
up.
You'd think he would have done that in the first place. Like, drive me to mom's, I gotta use the bathroom.
Right,
drive
yeah.
The cops eventually tracked him down later that day and they arrested
him. On the changing table.
Yeah, right. Funny you should say that, Larry, because they found a roll of toilet paper in his wife's purse that Brent's mom had given them to use for future problems.
Just in case.
So, don't come here again. You figure that stuff out. You guys are grown.
Oh, my gosh. We have more on these stories.
Tied with bleach.
Seriously. More on these stories under Kathy J's Stupid News on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/LarryKendallAndKathy. This is the KS1075 Morning Show.
This is the KS1075 Morning Show.
Get up.
Larry, Kendall, and Kathy. This is the KS1075 Morning Show.
From BuzzFeed, the grossest, secretly grossest thing that every woman has done.
I just don't think this is a list that needs to get out there.
Yeah,
well, that's why I sent it to Kendall.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Thanks. You know what? I think it's all lies.
Well, you don't even know what's on the list.
No, I don't, but it's lies.
Maybe it's one of his lists where it's like, that didn't really apply.
Okay.
We'll find out. Let's go. The gross.
And you have to be honest.
Yes.
Okay.
The gross things that every woman has secretly done. Every woman.
Okay.
Every woman except our mothers.
Absolutely.
Picked off your mascara until you're surrounded by little black crusty remnants.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, that's weird. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, your eyes feel heavy from the mascara, and if you can't really get to wash it off with, like, good soap and stuff, you just find yourself grabbing your lashes and peeling the layer of mascara off.
Okay.
I know, but
little black flecks get everywhere.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, right. I'm horrified at the thought of you staining your couch or the carpet, or, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You know, I guess my hand goes on my pants? I don't
know. Maybe it just goes away. Maybe
yeah, that's what I like to think.
Yeah.
But then some of it lands on your cheeks.
But
it's the end of the day.
If a big chunk of it fell on your off-white couch,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden you spilled something and there's a big black stain there.
It's bad. Yeah. It's not going away.
That could happen. Right?
I know, but what are the chances?
Right.
You're
gross.
Because, you know, mascara is the one item that stains the most out of females, out of makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so mascara is bad.
The gross things every woman has secretly done. Used a beauty product that's been missing a lid for years and has all kinds of bits of fluff and pencil sharpenings and whatnot in it.
Sure.
Yeah. Done that.
Sure, because like your makeup thing becomes your just bin of makeup.
Right, we have lots of stuff in there, things that we bought years ago.
Mm-hmm. Does makeup expire?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any of us pay attention to it?
That's
no.
on the list too, using makeup that has expired years ago.
How long does it last?
You know, makeup, I mean, it's made of all this crap, technically. So, right.
They're
so
all, we rubbed last, it in a bunny's eye. Right, it was fine.
Right. So we can last forever. I have stuff under my kitchen, or under my kitchen sink.
Oh,
under
yes,
my,
under kitchen
under my
sink.
Bathroom
oh, my God,
sink,
kitchen sink.
Under my bathroom
she's
sink.
She's all, that's my 90s makeup. That's my 2000 makeup.
For real. It's so sad. Like, one of these days, I'm going to wear that purple eyeshadow.
You're all, if you didn't rock it for Prince's funeral, it ain't happening.
Yeah, nope. You're right.
Mm-hmm. The secretly gross things every woman has done. Marveled at the gunk on the pore strip.
Okay, I've even done that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It
and
is,
you know,
amazing.
What? You're like, what was, how, why didn't I do this
how
earlier?
How was that stuck in my nose?
And it, if you really looked at it, if you got one of those mini cameras that could zoom in, it looks like a Dr. Seuss land.
Yes, a bunch of trees.
Right,
yes.
It's like Avatar.
Yeah,
like
right.
There's little blue people that live there.
Yep.
But they're giant.
And now you've killed them.
Right. You took out their forest.
No, I think everyone should do those Bjor strips. Those
right, right, right.
Yeah,
awesome.
You have to.
Bjor, my thing is, I've seen in the stores where they sell, you could do that thing to other parts of your face.
Oh, well, it makes like, sense. Like,
right.
Yeah. We all have, yeah.
Shouldn't sure. they just make one giant one you put on your face
the whole
and
mask?
You rip the whole
that
thing
would
off?
Be awesome.
Another $1 million idea.
Yep.
Make
yeah,
sure it doesn't pull the eyebrows off.
I did a mud mask, which was a clay mud, like that gray clay.
They say mud is like
for
clay and stuff is great.
Really?
Yeah, because
okay.
My mom and sister and brother-in-law spent the night. We had like a slumber party.
Oh, really? A spa night?
Right, and so we were supposed to do facials, but nobody did. So me and my mom got up the next day and did facials.
How
oh,
nice is
how'd
that?
How'd your skin feel?
Amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there's this, ladies, gross things you've done. Wore the same old graying bra for over a week. Without yeah. washing it.
Yeah, that happens.
Kat
is on,
that's
gray.
Not true. It's off-white.
Yeah, it's nude.
Yeah.
It's nude.
It's nude.
Right.
Okay, all right, all right.
No, it used to be a pristine white bra, but now it's like the color of a bride's dress.
Right.
Ivory.
Yeah, right?
Right.
It's got some weird stains. I don't know how they got there.
But I bet some men are like, I'd rather have that bra than the big, lacy, pretty one.
Oh, no, for sure.
They want the one that's been, like, worked in.
Used right. and abused.
Right.
Uh-huh. The one that tugs the girls around all day.
Okay, do you? I'll be honest. My husband, sometimes I'll take it off,
uh-huh.
you know, and he'll find it and...
No!
And I'm like, no, you did it!
Mr. Efficient!
Let's be honest, like, one of my cups covers his whole head. You know, so...
Wow, who knows what he's doing when you're not home?
We were packing for our trip to San Francisco, and I looked over, he's laying on the bed with my bra, like the cup right on his head. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, what? I can't see who said that.
It's so big. That's hilarious. I knew he was perverted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just hoping some over the weekend.
Well, clearly you're gross.
Clearly. Yes.
Clearly,
ladies.
Yep.
Yeah, you're very gross.
That's it? No, nothing else?
There are some more. There's some naughtier ones.
Oh.
He's all commie.
I'll
share them with you. Oh, I know what you're saying.
It has to do with panties.
Or probably putting like your device in the dishwasher.
It's oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't wash mine.
You're listening to the KS107.5 Morning Show.
Wake up, get up, and go get it, get it.
This is the KS107.5 Morning Show.
I'm so broke, .. This is probably the best time to do this because either A, if you get paid on the 1st, the 15th, or the 15th, or the 30th.
It's a couple days away.
You're about 5-6 days away from that.
And nothing's worse than when it leads into the next week.
Yeah.
So you're like, my weekend's kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm. Or if you get paid every 2 weeks, and let's just say you're at the end of those 2 weeks, like you get paid on Friday.
Right.
You're at Wednesday before, and you're like... Oh, crap.
Right.
How am I going to get through these next 2 days?
Right. That's when you're, like, hitting up certain friends. Hey, let me borrow $25. Okay, cool.
How's that going to happen? So we want... there's already a lot of jokes coming through at 69803. The typical, I'm so broke that I can't pay attention. That one came through. I'm so broke that that my welcome mat just says, well.
Oh, yes.
That's broke. But we want real-life examples to tell us why you so broke.
Right, or like, you know, what did you have to eat?
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, what bills did you have to put off?
Right.
Here's one. I'm so broke, I just considered pimping out my husband. Okay.
All right, well, let's see what he looks
right,
like.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll help you.
Here's a real-life example here. I'm so broke, I just had a friend quick pay me $2.68 to get my Chase account out of negative to avoid the extended overdraft fee. That's broke.
Yeah, it is broke.
$2.68 just to make sure you're not paying $35, $45 in the overdraft. That's broke.
That was a nice friend.
Yeah, for real. But it's nice. $3? I can give you $3. Right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You take a check.
Right. I'm so broke I have to crash my car to get insurance money to catch up on my car payment.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Oh my God.
I think that's fraud.
Well, as long as you don't hit somebody else, you know what I mean, and risk right. having the insurance have to pay them.
Right, you got to do it the right way.
Right, hit a wall or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand in your area of brokenness?
Man.
I'm so broke. Kathy.
I'm so broke.
Mm-hmm.
The only new tennis shoes I've had in the past 3 years were the ones Larry Uliberry bought me.
I buy chick stuff and I'm not even gay.
No.
I mean,
or straight.
I'm gay.
Right. You're
not straight.
Straight.
Yeah. Right.
There's no agenda there.
Right.
It's out of pure. Oh, and we haven't got Kendall's birthday present yet.
Oh, yeah. We got
totally
it.
Forgot
you went
about
for
that.
The Echo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Echo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I forgot about that.
Ooh, Larry, I'm a little broke.
Yeah.
We don't get paid until next week.
That's hard.
Right.
Like, it's not till like, Tuesday or something?
Right.
31st is... What day is 31st?
Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
I can't wait that long.
She's like, I'm going to sell those shoes Larry gave me. Kathy's really going to need that part-time job at Arby's.
Right.
Here's another one. Pepsi text line 6983. I'm so broke that when I looked at the ramen price at the grocery store, I had to check my wallet to make sure I had enough.
Oh, wow.
If you're checking your wallet to pay for ramen,
broke.
You broke.
Right. That's broke.
You broke. 720-489-1075. Real life examples to tell us why you so broke. Facebook.com/LarryKendallAndKathy or on Twitter at KSAM Show. Hook us up there.
This is the KS1075 Morning Show. Kendall and Kathy. This is the KS1075 Morning Show.
I'm so broke. ... This text at 69803. I'm so broke, I took half of the money my mom wired me for Grandma on Mother's Day since Mom lives out of town. Neither one has a clue.
Oh.
Ooh. And Grandma's all cheap bastards.
They know, they're just not saying anything.
That's bad.
Yeah, you know you're broke when it's like, I'm out of toilet paper, I'm using Wendy's napkins.
Yeah. I was at that point once.
Mm-hmm.
And then right. you'd take like the jellies from, you know, the tables and stuff.
That's right.
That was like something to eat.
That's
you're
the
all,
way
don't
to go.
They have little small peanut butters? I could, and some maybe bread. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I told this story to some of the up and comers here at the station.
Right,
like
the newbies.
Yeah. And like, they, like, looked at me in awe when I told them the story. It's like, you understand.
Yeah.
When I was first starting in radio and I was working in, you know, promotions and doing overnights and everything, we had this big promotion and we used to go out on the streets. It was called Friday Night Live. We used to give away food.
Right.
So back then, North Carolina, everybody knows Bojangles if you lived in North Carolina. They had chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. You told this story.
Yeah. So what I would do on Friday nights is when it was done and all the sandwiches weren't gone, I would literally take the chicken sandwiches home.
Right.
Scrape off the mayonnaise from the chicken sandwiches and the bread and put the chicken breast in the freezer. So I had, that was my protein for
right.
the week. So I had like 5 or 6 chicken breasts for the week. That was my chicken. That
How
was
long
so
was
broke.
That promotion? How long did you get some meals?
All summer long.
Oh, that's good.
Every Friday during the summer.
How dare you take the mayonnaise off? That's the best part.
You can't freeze that.
I've taken the mayonnaise
you
off,
can't
too.
Do that.
No, that's gross.
You can't freeze that. 720-489-1075. Hi, who's this?
This is Drew. I'm so broke because my baby mom refuses to get a job and live off of me.
Oh,
that's... Is this Chris Brown? Is this Chris Brown and your daughter royalty?
Yes, that's right.
So she doesn't want to work at all?
No, and even when we went to the... through the county, she said that she needs to stay home with the baby. He's 3. He's in daycare.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She can get a job now.
She can get a job.
Right. She's watching Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
She gets all the government help, the food stamps, and then she still gets, I'm paying like $770 a month, I think.
Wow.
Hashtag watch who you stick it in.
Right.
That's true.
Hey, that's what my pops told me. I screwed her, now she's screwing me.
That's right. Learned the lesson there. All right, thanks for calling, man. All right, take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. 107.5, hi, who's this?
This is Carlito. I'm so broke that when I get on the light rail, I see if one of the guards get off, and I get on, and I have to get off so I don't have to pay the $250.
Well, that's broke.
That is broke.
Yes. Right, and now you're halfway to DIA. All right.
You got to wait for the next train.
Yeah, that's what I do. Or I hop on the next cart.
That's right.
Right, he's laying on the top outside.
You got a good breeze. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye. 107.5, hi, who's this?
Sophia, I'm so broke that we are getting ready to take a hammer to my son's piggy bank and borrow money from
him. Oh, no, not the piggy bank.
That's a bad one. We're in the middle of redoing our patio and painting our house, and the price has more than doubled on both of them. And so we are in the negative at this point and borrowing from our 7-year-old son.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not fun. I don't recommend doing two house projects at once.
That's right. No way. Yeah. There's always something that you didn't count on.
You're more broke than the Ten Commandments.
Hey. Yeah, we did for 20% cushioning. This went way over that.
Yeah. So how much do you think your 7-year-old has in the piggy bank?
Oh, that kid's got like $300.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Just crack it open.
Yep. That'll help. I take $10 at this point.
Yeah, you gotta go.
There it is. Hey, loan us $5.
Yep.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care. You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Then the kid learns a lesson like, you helped.
Uh huh.
Yes, that's right.
See, thank you, honey.
Right. And then when mommy and daddy catch up, we'll put the money back in there.
Right.
You hope.
You hope so.
Yep.
Pepsi text line 69803. I'm so broke that when we run out of dog food, my dogs and I start fighting over the Cheerios. Oh, no.
That sucks when you run out of dog food.
It is expensive. Oh, no, no,
that means
sure.
That you probably don't have any food left either. Mm. So it's like, what are we going to do, buddies?
Right.
Popcorn it is.
Then you got to get creative. You're like, you're having 10 treats for dinner.
Yeah. Right. Is that enough?
Treats left.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've crimpled them up to see if it looked like it was
food.
Enough as
yes.
food.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then there's this one, 69803. I'm so broke, I found $20 on the ground, and it changed my weekend plans.
All right.
I'm
going out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, you've been nursing that one drink all night.
Seriously.
You're listening to the KS107.5 Morning Show.
Wake me up, 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 like, tap, for the morning.
This is the KS107.5 Morning Show.
I'm so broke. .. Stand by. We have a TMI warning coming up. We'll fire the alarm when that goes.
No.
Yes. 720-489-1075. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alex. I'm so broke that I have to siphon gas out of my mom's car.
Ooh.
That's bad.
The good news is the gasoline acts like mouthwash.
Ew.
It kills germs inside your mouth.
That's awful.
Now, has she seen you do it?
No, she hasn't.
Not yet.
Okay. She just gets in her car and is like, what the hell?
I just filled up last night.
Right.
Right, yeah, I just take enough just so I can make it to work.
Wow.
And then you have to put the tube back in the garage or whatever you
right,
use.
Right, or in your car and then it stinks all day.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's the bad smell.
Yeah, I just hide it in the back in the garage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, thanks, thief.
Good luck.
Bye. Pepsi text line at 69803. I'm so broke, I need to go to the strip club to pick panty a few dancers.
Oh my God, so you like can't. Go up to them and you take a couple bucks out? Oh, lady, you looking good. Okay, if you get busted doing that, the bouncers there will beat the crap out of you.
Sure.
Probably so. Yeah, you
but
won't
don't
be
you
able
think
to
of it sometimes when you see it like raining on somebody, it's like there's so much money. If I could just lean down real fast.
Right, you like start moving it with your foot towards your area.
I'm so broke, I have to use dish soap as shampoo.
Everybody's like, wow, your hair has no grease in it. Right, you got all the spaghetti out.
How'd you do it?
Uh-huh. I'm so broke, I had to stay with my boyfriend I was going to break up with. And then I realized I had no money.
Right.
She's all
that.
We've been together for 3 years now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'll have enough saved.
Right. Thoughts and prayers of this person. Pepsi text 69803. Driving to California for my cousin's graduation tomorrow. With $50 in my account. Don't get paid until Friday morning.
going to be sweating around midnight with no gas.
Oh, my God. You should go drive to the, you know, the highest point in the mountains.
Coast.
And then coast.
Try to.
Right.
Yeah. Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to go back up because you're going through Utah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to California.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
All you need to do to get through Utah is wear a white dress shirt, a tie, uh-huh. and ride a bicycle.
Somebody's going to help you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. I have so much student loan debt that I'm applying for PhD programs just so that I can get the deferment.
Okay, I know people have done that. Right. They decide to just become a career student mm-hmm. because right. it's cheaper than having to get a job and pay the loans off.
He's all, no, I'm a really poor neurosurgeon.
That's right.
Anybody?
Here's one people probably have done. I'm so broke that I have to charge my meat as bananas at the self-service cashier station at the grocery store.
So they take the tag and they put the banana tag on their meat.
And they, well, yeah, and so they boop, and do it like that. Yeah. And so that's a good one.
Yeah, you, until they bust you.
That's true. All right. TMI alert. TMI alert.
Oh, no, this is somebody reusing something.
Mm. She's like, I'm Linda. I make my own feminine products. Oh, shut up.
Oh, here we go.
I'm so broke. I have to go to work this morning, even though I ran out of tampons.
Uh-huh.
I'm just bringing toilet paper. Mind you, I stand all day.
Oh. I hope you're wearing jeans.
Girl.
Dark jeans.
Good luck. I'm praying for
the
you.
The struggle is real with that.
They're real.
I hope you're wearing like a big old like hoop skirt.
Right, something that's away from
right,
you.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Look, a lot of us girls have been there.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Because you so sometimes you'll be somewhere and it mm-hmm. starts and you don't
right.
have anything.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And you have a whole day to go still. And,
oh, Lord.
You know, like,
no,
you get
that's
really
when you just fall to the ground and go, I've been shot. Call an ambulance. No.
It's all fun and games for
and
you.
And then the ambulance Mary. That drops you and yeah. the hospital's close to your house, you yeah. jump out of the ambulance.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the ride, suckers!
A $2,000 ambulance
right, because that's why you're running away from
it.
That's why you're running. Girl, I don't see where you've been shot.
No. Nope.
Well, stop looking. It's none of your business. Right.
A lady reveals nothing.
Goodbye. I said goodbye. Get back here.
This is the KS107.5 Morning Show. You're listening to the KS107.5 Morning Show.
Calling 911 can be a serious situation, but sometimes it might be something that was a little ridiculous, too.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, like, I saw somebody creeping in the neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
I called 911 to keep everybody safe or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
So we want to hear those calls. But then sometimes you call 911 because it's a medical situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, hi, I just fell on the kitchen knife.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, like, you know, you call 911 because you're concerned about a drunk friend.
Yeah.
That being you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're concerned about yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I was actually calling 911 to ask how to deal with a situation.
Okay. That's not their job.
Not really.
No, but I mean,
if anybody's going to know.
It's a medical thing.
Right, true.
Right, right.
It could have been an emergency.
It was Everclear.
Okay.
Which is pure grain alcohol.
And you got toasted on that, or uh-huh. a friend did. Was it you or your
no,
friend?
No, it was me.
It was you.
And then, so, like, it was, like, to the point where usually you'd black out, but I was still awake.
Okay.
So that sucked.
It does suck. Like, just let me pass out.
Right. And then it was the lay down and spin a million times.
You mm-hmm. feel sick.
Exactly.
Right.
And so you just wanted to end.
It's a horrible feeling.
Right.
Right.
So I called 911 and asked, was there anything I could do? I was one of those
I've
people.
I've been drinking.
Right. I was one of those people that we would play.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
we would be like, what an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, God, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who calls 911 for that?
For that.
Right.
But the room's spinning, man.
Right. No, I was just like, is there anything I could do, like, you know, to make this not happen?
Drink water, take aspirin,
right.
anything.
Eat a loaf of bread.
Right.
She's like, no, I'm just going to have to ride it out, the 911
lady
said.
That was nice,
okay.
Yeah.
So then I hung up.
And then?
So then I must have not said goodbye because then they called back.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Have you passed out? Right. Are you okay, sir?
Right. Sure. And I was still like, I don't think I was old enough to be drinking.
Okay.
So then the fire department came.
Oh, gosh.
And then this is seriously when I just blacked out because I don't remember anything happened past a certain point.
Uh-huh.
So, but then my mom tells me the rest of the story.
Yes.
She's like, oh, yeah. She says, I just made him throw you in the Volvo and took you to the hospital. Because she didn't want to pay the ambulance.
Yeah,
right.
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So then I, like, wake up in the hospital, and I'm like, whoa, I'm like, how embarrassing.
Very much
like,
so.
So stupid, feeling like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And then next to the bed next to me was somebody from our church with their son who broke his arm.
Something nice
real.
And innocent.
Something you should have to call 911 for, right?
Not
right.
Like Yuleberry over there. The Yuleberry is just getting all drunk.
Exactly.
Going against what the Lord's
devastated.
Will is.
Yes. Right.
She was just like, really?
Right. You're here. He broke his arm.
Yeah. I'm all,
you
well,
drank
break
too
my
much.
Arm then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With the crack.
Right.
69803, you can text us. I had a barbecue for my birthday, and we were all getting high, and we were all drunk as well. My friend's daughter calls 911 and hangs up.
Yeah, a hang
up. Oh, so they're going to be like, oh, so that person needs help.
The cops showed up outside, and I had no idea what was going on. I thought we were all busted because we were both all getting high and drunk. But a friend's daughter had just called 911 by accident and hung up.
Uh-huh. Right, so throw her out the house.
Right, right.
She's the one who's doing false reporting along with
we're
that drunk
fine.
Guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your 911 stories, whether they be, you know, crazy, you know, scary, spooky,
found
serious.
A dead body.
Yeah, those, or whether they just be kind of off kilter like these.
Right,
yeah.
Butt dial.
And, right, that could be too.
And what
right.
happened? 720-489-1075. You can text us also, 69803 to send us your text. There's a ton of those coming in.
Right.
Also at facebook.com/LarryKendallCathy or on Twitter at KSAM Show.
You're all, Nana's not moving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the KS107.5 Morning Show. Larry, Kendall, and Kathy.
Why did you have to call 911 720-489-1075 to call us? Hi, good morning. What's going on? Tell us your story.
So we had a friend that was really drunk and passed out in the yard at our friend's parents' house in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And we left him there because we were like, he's fine. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people across the street came home and saw him and thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And called 911, and so then all of a sudden we look outside. Now we're all drunk and whatever else. And when you look outside and there's all of a sudden cop cars and ambulances, you sort of freak out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We grab five, and yeah, they're rousing our friend, and the I'll just never forget the, like, 7-year-old across the street was, like, bawling her face off because she thought he was dead.
He's dead!
This is horrible.
Hey, he's alive!
Yay!
Yeah, we're like, he's fine, he's just drunk. Sorry about that.
I feel we're going to get a lot of drunk ones this
right,
morning,
yeah.
too. Hey, thanks for calling this morning. Take
thanks.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. 107.5, hi, who's this?
Deidre.
Hey, Deidre, what's up this morning?
So, I have a 911 story.
Yeah.
So, my mother-in-law had to call 911 because my boyfriend's friend was staying with us, and he was trying to quit heroin, so we took him to a methadone clinic, and he decided to do both methadone and heroin when he got back to the house and died on the couch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So... She, like, woke us up after we had gotten back, and she was like, hey, he's dead on the couch. I had to call 911. And when the fire department got there, they were just like, so what does he do? And my boyfriend's just like, oh, well, he does heroin and had methadone also, and yeah.
I'm glad we can all laugh about it now.
Right, I mean,
right?
It's funny now.
Right.
I mean, at the time, it was like, great, he ruined the couch.
Wow.
That's awful.
I mean, like, when somebody goes that far on the edge, like, you know, you feel bad.
Sure.
It was a tragedy.
Right. Mm-hmm. The most dangerous there on that mess sober.
Yeah, yeah.
If methadone and they have
then
a
relapse,
then it totally messes, because your body is... Already
right.
like, we don't need this, and all of a sudden you throw it in it.
Sure. And that's
yeah.
when you say, not on my couch, fool.
Right.
No,
yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling this morning. Take care, all right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, if anybody pulls out a spoon and puts a lighter under it in your house, you're, you got to go.
Get
go.
Out. Get out right,
right
now. Yes. Here's the text, 69803. When I was in middle school, I was having a sleepover with my two best girlfriends, and one of the girls decided to tickle our other friend. And
okay,
she,
this sounds good.
Right.
Middle school.
Oh, okay. I thought this was high school.
Middle school.
College.
She called 911 and was screaming, just playing around.
Oh.
The cops showed up at my parents' house about 15 minutes later. They didn't find it very funny. They grilled us about how serious calling 911 was and proceeded to tell us it's only for emergencies. My friend replied, "Well, I thought I was going to pee my pants. Isn't that serious enough?"
Right?
Right.
Taser.
Right. Here's another one. It's 69803. Good morning. I was coming out of work last week, and there was a domestic dispute occurring right outside of my office. So I called 911. There is now a 3-minute wait where you hear options in 4 different languages before you even speak to a live person. By the time I waited through all that, the dispute was over, and the man and the woman were walking away hand in hand.
Oh, they made up.
I still told the dispatcher what happened since, well, I had waited there, but I told them that they moved along. Do we really need to wait 9 minutes?
Right. And the 911 operator's like, "You told me that whole story and they're fine."
Yeah, right.
Now this is a waste of 911.
After all of that.
Taser.
Right.
You're listening to the KS1075 Morning Show. You're listening to the KS1075 Morning Show.
That time you called 911, Cappy J will tell us her story coming up. But first, this text at 69803. When it worked when it wasn't supposed to, and then it didn't work when it was. 69803, you can text us anytime. To dial out at my law firm, you have to dial 1-9+1 plus the area code. Everyone in the firm accidentally misfires 911 all the damn time.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if anything ever happens, they're like, "Don't answer their call."
Right.
Well,
they're a bunch of idiots. Right.
One time, a totally disgruntled criminal client the size of Suge Knight showed up and literally started fist fighting with his attorney in the lobby.
911.
The poor receptionist dialed 911 and they never came.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Oh, wrong situation.
And then so that poor guy got pummeled.
He got jacked up.
Right.
Big time.
They're all, they do it like 8 times a week. Don't send anybody.
Kathy J, your 911 story.
Okay, so this was the boyfriend that I bought the house with in Old Thornton.
Okay.
Okay, so we're hanging out and stuff, and it's that, you know, first relationships, you don't handle things well when you get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
We came home from the club, we were drinking,
right,
we got
you throw
into
stuff
a fight.
At each other, you stop each other from leaving, you're not going anywhere.
All of that was going right. on, okay?
Yeah.
And then somebody calls the cops. "You really want to do that? I'll take it there."
Oh.
And, you know, and they call 911.
Like somebody, one of you, or somebody listening?
No, no.
Oh,
he called
him.
The cops.
Okay.
Right. And
okay.
I don't know what the point was, it's just during a fight, sometimes it's escalating, and then where do you end it.